With today's Western New York conversation about race, I'm Thomas O'Neill White. All week long, we are sitting people of color down with those who aren't to talk of the issues of the day. Later this week, we'll hear from activists, business people, clergy, and educators, but today we begin with an overview. Kevin Heffernan is managing director at Rise Collaborative, and this morning he's talking with Dr. Ronald Stewart, a professor at SUNY Buffalo State and chair of their sociology department.
I just don't understand why, you know, why can't whites get over this racial intolerance? Why can't they just let it go? I don't think this country will be destroyed by external forces, the Russians, the Chinese. I think it's going to be ourselves and this racial intolerance. It's a cancer that's eating at this country. And right now we're at a moment, whether or not this moment becomes a significant movement in terms of eradicating racial intolerance and stuff like that, only time will tell. I just don't want this to be a fad.
Well, let me just first say you guys couldn't see me emphatically nodding my head to everything Ron was saying there. You know, my misunderstandings about African Americans is really, you know, I was raised to be as empathetic as possible, and I think it is still a challenge for me to put myself in the shoes of African Americans, especially African American men, seeing generation after generation of societal infrastructure that pushes back against you. Where my misunderstanding comes from is knowing what that experience feels like.
I'm originally from Mobile, Alabama. I lived my childhood, early adult life in Mobile. Went to high school there. I went to a school that was first integrated. It was one of the biggest high schools in Mobile, and it was integrated around 1971. And when it was integrated, there was a race riot. Both my twin sister and my older brother were arrested. Didn't really have any problem with white people because they pretty much, we stayed on our side of the town, they stayed on their side of the town.
I have, yeah, a much different experience growing up a white man in West Seneca here. And my upbringing did not include a lot of diversity. I went to Queen of Heaven School, a private Catholic school, then Canisius High School, then Canisius College. And other than one friend whose father was from India, that was about the only diversity I encountered until I got to high school, where black students were really in the minority, maybe one to every 100 students there. So yeah, my upbringing didn't give me too many challenges along the way.
So white privilege affords whites opportunities on all levels, and those same opportunities would not be afforded to me.
I would say, first of all, that white privilege is real. To me, I think a simple definition would be that as a white person, you may experience success or failure in life, but your skin color is not really one of those obstacles as it is so often for our friends and peers of color.
Well, it essentially means that from the smallest minute activity, micro level to macro level actions, whites can do things and get away with that I cannot. You know, I can't drive my car in Amherst, New York, any time of the night without the thought of not being pulled over by a police officer, searched. And I'm talking from personal experiences. I've been stopped in Amherst. I'm a college professor. My car searched, like they literally took the spare tire out and lifted up the thing in the trunk and all that kind of stuff. The police killing sensationalized the horrific indignities and humiliations. What we go through on a daily basis, people don't understand. Having to have the talk with not only your sons, but you have to have the talk with your daughters too. Because racial hatred and intolerance doesn't allow for gender distinction.
I wanted to make sure that I mention on this and in this conversation, I would call myself racist. Any white person who says they are not is lying. You know, if there is a spectrum of 0 to 100, maybe I'm still in the 30s and it's something that I'm working on to fix. But there are so many norms that I grew up in from entertainment media and news media that inadvertently has me associate black people with poverty or with violence that leads to unconscious choices I make that do no one any good. Even if it's for me or my business, everyone ends up losing with those sort of things. So I think recent events, as well as just how I've changed in my professional and personal experiences over the last few years have helped me take an outsider's look in on the way I perceive things and realize I've got a lot of work to do.
We all have to look introspectively at ourselves and what we can do to become better people as it relates to race. We all can do something in terms of improving ourselves. And then if you improve the collectivity, then I think as a whole, all of us, then I think society would be a much better place.
That was Ronald Stewart in conversation with Kevin Heffernan. Tomorrow, we'll bring you a conversation with two activists, Orlando Dixon and Linnea Brett, and extended versions of Western New York Conversations About Race are online at WBFO.org. If you'd like to be part of our future conversations, send an email to news@WBFO.org with the subject line, Race. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.